Radio 1.
Scott Mills. Hello. Hope you're right this afternoon. Okay, I've got the enemy coming next.
On the text, it would appear that most people think it's of a fairly basic level to Woo a Man.
All you have to do is turn up, really, don't you?
Turn up your place or mine.
Yeah. No, right, nearly 70% of men say they wish they received more regular compliments. Now, we've done this for girls, so let's go through the ones for men, all right? Now, they're not saying that every bloke has to be, you know, cuddled with, you know, verbal compliments every day, but every once in a while, they do like one to be thrown their way.
I have to say, it would be nice.
Hmm. Would you like to know what they are?
I'd love to know what the compliments are here.
Number one. Men are just as paranoid about the way their bodies look as women can be, okay? Never hurts to notice he's looking good. So the phrase you need is, your arms are definitely looking bigger.
My arms are looking bigger?
Yeah.
I don't know whether that would work on me.
Your arms are definitely looking bigger.
Your belly's looking smaller.
Thank you.
I would prefer.
Yeah.
Do you know what, actually? Although, bizarrely, I was thinking your arms are looking bigger today.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, that's...
In all honesty...
See, and now I feel like my ego has been stroked.
You've gone a bit flushed. But you are looking... In that black T-shirt, you do look quite buff.
Thanks.
I'm not flirting with you. I'm just pointing it out.
Okay, here's the next one. Blokes spend all of their life, I mean, all the day at work, back to when they were at school, and at least 12 times a day via email, trying to make people laugh. Now, men value their sense of humour as one of their most important qualities, right, for the ladies. So here's the thing that you need to say to wow a man, girls. A hearty, genuine laugh. That's as flattering as it gets.
Was that a hearty, genuine laugh?
Okay, here's the next one. Wow. Now, you have to kind of say it in a whisper.
Mm.
That is the ultimate ego stroke for a bloke, right? That three-letter word just sums it all up. Wow.
It's working for me so far.
Wow. Okay, now, I think this might be an American thing. Guys hear this next one all the time from other guys. They hear it at work, on the golf course, and when one dude from the group buys the beer. And that is, you the man.
You the man.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that happen to you?
Yeah, no, I don't get you.
Hey, chappers, you the man.
No, I never get you. Mind you, I haven't got any of them so far, so.
The kids just adore you.
Hey?
Yeah, blokes say that to their families, to their ladies, so the kids just adore you. That's a good one.
I don't really want that one.
Here's another one that's good. Cute feet.
I'm never going to get that either. Cute feet?
Yeah. Apparently that's one of the highest compliments you can pay to a bloke. Meow is another.
What are you doing?
Meow.
Meow. What? Sounding like a cat?
Meow. Just that.
Gets a man into bed.
Yep.
Right.
I hope all the ladies are taking note. Impressive is another one.
Yeah, okay. I like that one.
Because blokes love accomplishments.
Yeah.
They love being acknowledged for their strength and power. So impressive is the way to go.
Prefer impressive to being meowed at.
And I want you, apparently, is good.
yeah, that's the best.
That's the best one, I think, yeah.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1. Listen again to your Radio 1.
Radio 1.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, we're discussing the phrases that girls can use to make a bloke putty in their actual hands. This is official and everything. It's from Men's Health magazine. Now, Becky, who works in the office upstairs, has been calling some people that we know just to try and test them out. First off, she called up a guy called Chris, little Chris, who works on Chris Moyles' show, and tried out the laugh, because men spend all their life trying to make girls laugh. You should laugh, ladies. They love it when girls laugh.
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris, it's Becky. Are you still in the office?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm downstairs, sorry. Can you email me those things that you said you were going to email me yesterday?
Oh, those shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, I'll do it now.
Are they funny?
Yes. I'll send them to you.
Wow.
So the phrases you need are, your arms are definitely looking bigger. The laugh, which we heard there. Wow. You the man, they love that. The kids just adore you. Cute feet. Impressive. I want you. And meow. She, the laugh, I think, was a little bit freaky.
Yeah.
Like a more genuine laugh could have worked.
I'll send this to
the right. She sounds a bit scary, though.
Yeah.
And she did the wow after he'd hung up.
Next, she incorporates the phrases, impressive, you the man. The ladies love that. They love that. And the kids adore you. Now, this didn't go quite as well, probably because she called Westwood.
Hello?
Hi, it's Becky from Radio 1.
Well, how
are
you doing?
Impressive.
Say again?
Impressive.
Yeah.
You the man. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. Say again?
Sorry, I just said you the man.
Cool.
The kids just adore you.
Thank you, miss.
Meow.
See, the text is saying that meow works. Well, I think you'll find it doesn't.
You the man worked quite well there, didn't it?
You the man.
Thank you, miss.
Thank you, miss. Now, the last one, I think, kind of works. This is Becky from the office calling our friend Mickey, also works in the office at Radio 1.
Yeah.
She tries out meow and I want you with brilliant effect.
Hello.
Hi, Mickey, it's Becky.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
Are you coming into the office today?
Yes, I'll be there in about an hour's time, I reckon.
Excellent, I think you should come and see me. What do you think?
I think that's a damn good idea. Do you want a present?
Do I want a present?
Yeah.
What have you got?
Chocolate.
I want you, not the chocolate.
What?
Your arms are definitely looking bigger.
You can't see me.
Well, I've seen a picture of you and they are good.
You're making this up, aren't you?
I'm not. I know. I just saw it and I was like, meow. Meow.
Meow. Right, dude, are you going to be upstairs in the office or are you going to be downstairs when I get in? What?
Meow.
Right, bye-bye. Bye, it's a great talking to you. Bye. Bye.
Oh no, that's going to ruin his life.
He's now going to be known around work as the man that meowed back.
It's like, it's like the George Galloway incident on Big Brother. People are going to be going meow at Radio 1 for years now.
Meow. Meow.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1.
She said it's not about you.